Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A on this Easter Sunday. Hope you're having a nice time. Hope you didn't try and run. It's shocking out there. Thursday was very, very busy, or Wednesday. Wednesday stroke Thursday was very, very busy. Thursday afternoon, it died off a little bit, but it all seemed to pan out okay. So here we are. I'm going to get a break. I might be taking a holiday this year. I normally take all of that Christmas, and last Christmas I only did like 4 days because we were moving warehouses, but I've got 4 days off. I'm recording this on Good Friday, so the whole, it's stretching in front of me. Possibilities are endless. I'm going to be doing pretty much nothing. Gardening, maybe, if it's not too cold out there. But anyway, to business. So Flint says, I've just seen you at Leicester Forest's M1P on the 26th of March. Just pulled in for a quick 15. Have a good one. Yes, that was me. This week I have been doing weight and returns to Leeds that needed to be dropped in Leeds City Centre at 8 o'clock in the morning, except for the last one, which was dropped at 6. So I was up at 10 to 2, which is fine. You know, meet the fitters. I know they're trying to get in. Leeds City Centre's gone mental. I was speaking to some guys up there because I had to do a job to Huddersfield on Tuesday, and they said it used to be easy. You just go around the big ring road and you just go in, do your delivery, and come out. And they've one wayed it and bus gated it. It took me an hour to find a location because it was virtually, I was given 3 different postcodes or 3 different addresses, all of which were wrong. I went down a one-way street that I thought I'm never going to get out of. Thought I'd reverse out and found there was 5 cars behind me. I literally must have got through with a fag paper either side with a bloke in a taxi behind me doing the airport thing, you know, the left-right with a pedge. But yeah, that was me, mate. So anyhow, and also last week, guys, we've done this thing on who the longest waiting time. And 4 or 5 of you wrote in last week, and I meant to say I'm going to do it as a separate video, but of course I forgot and then binned the thing. But I've managed to go back to the recycle bin on the computer, and I've managed to read it. So if anybody's got any more entries on what's the longest you've been waiting, at the moment there is a clear winner. And I don't think this guy's got any chance of being beaten. But if you've been waiting a long time to get tipped, put it in the comments. I'm going to do it as a separate video. I'll probably do sort of like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which won't work. Contemporary reference to the 18 to 25-year-olds there. But it'd just be a bit of fun, you know. So the longest waiting time, my God. Anyhow, you'll have to wait. There we go. Yeah, like it's really that important. So, question of the week. Prince says 916. Oh, yeah, actually, while we're on another, before I get on the topic, I'm now doing some stuff on TikTok. And I've often pinned it onto my Facebook page as well, which is kind of separate. Some of the stuff that's going up on TikTok are videos of old, just because I'm just trying to get it all up and moving a bit. And sometimes I did one on the step on the deaf, which will come up. And I'm not quite sure how to work the comments from TikTok. Do they go into this Q&A? I'm not doing two. Enough time as it is, I'm not doing two, but there might be some comments appearing on this. And if anyone's interested in the TikTok thing, I'll do you a link and you can go and have a look at them too. So, but they're really, really short ones. And obviously, I'm still getting my head around it because I'm old, but I'll get there. You know, it's just a million miles, journey of a million miles, you know. So, but yeah, so Prince says, I actually want to start this courier exchange. Please, may I know if it's worth it or I am living in London. And you on the TikTok says, would you say it's worth doing full time? Is there money to be made? Thanks. So I will probably do another one of my the video that started all this was, should you go on a courier exchange? And I think we needed a few 2024 updates. Some of them don't need updating. Some of them aren't as standard as they are. You know, things like out of strap, a pallet, what PPE you need. Nothing's changed. There's no point doing it again. It's there. But some of them, obviously, time's gone by and things have changed. So I might be doing another one of those, which I think is probably necessary. Hope you all don't mind me repeating myself. But like I say, it's not so much repeating myself. Some of them are outdated and need to be brought up to date. So we'll be doing that one for you guys in the very near future. Right, so the main video this week was, do you need a yard if you're going for an operator's license? And we kind of got the wise guys in on this one. Trucker Chris says, according to the application process, if you're using a 7.5 ton or less, then no yard is required. Anything over, they don't want it parked on the streets, so you need a yard or rent space in someone else's yard. This is true. Although, having said that, I will say, if you apply to park a 7.5 ton, you know, on your driveway or on your street, be prepared for the fact that your neighbour's going to go ballistic. I did it. They did. I moved. It was like, oh, everybody in the village hates me. I'm leaving to another village. Well, they haven't learned to hate me yet because I haven't talked to anybody. Except for the bloke in the corner shop. He's lovely. Jasper, nice guy. Vamoose says, always a farmer looking for a few extra bob. Yeah, my farmer is, but then he's got a business park now. There used to be big pig farms and now it's a business park and it's just all industrial units. Strange, isn't it? I think the guy's doing all right. They're all doing all right, but... yeah, haven't changed. The happiness index. Maybe we'll do something with the happiness index on a life on the road one time. Yeah, something to be crossing into. Colin Clift says, oh, now, I don't know if this is, I think this might be a request. It says, Colin Clift, need parking for two trucks, rented suitable shared space, do not have own land. Colin, that's lovely. Do you want to put us in the comments of whereabouts? Because, you know, if you need parking for two trucks in the Dunstable area and someone turns around and says, I've got space up in Leeds, it's not going to be a lot of good to you. But if you want to say whereabouts you need the parking, terrific, I'll put it out on the channel. And if anyone's got parking, they can get in contact with you and maybe you two can sort each other out. Just kind of, you know, help each other out. Super. Right, so, like I say, we're doing the TikTok. So I had this thing and I looked at the front of the DAF. I've just got this little... it's like a flap. And I open it up down the bottom by where the number plate is, and there's nothing underneath it. I thought I was kind of expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, someone to put in oil or water or screen wash or something or an access to some bolts. It's just a radiator behind it, and I thought, what's that for? Of course, now I've got a load of comments on TikTok, and anyone who did comment on TikTok who's watching this, thank you very much. I haven't worked out how to reply to you yet. But, yeah, Danny Richardson. No, mate, I know he does a few of them. And he said, it's a step. A step you can see the grip plate. So basically what it is, you lift it up, so you can then stand on the step, and you can, I don't know, defrost your windscreen with a scraper or, you know, whatever you need to do, get to the wipers to change them. But I did quite like a few alternative answers. Simon X said it's a place to put your brew on. Yeah, I suppose it probably is. I can think of other places that are probably more convenient, but, you know, I've got to keep bending now. Isn't it? Oh, it's magic of one. To pick me cap up, and friend says it's for the rocket launcher add-on option. You obviously didn't go for the MI6 upgrade package, then I guess. No, but I wish I had. I tell you one, I want rotor blades. If So when you're stuck in traffic, it's like Wacky Races. Another contemporary reference to the 18 to 25 year olds there. Hit the button, up come the rotorblade, out of traffic. That's what we need. Like a big Chinook helicopter. Moving my way to a distribution centre. So, wise guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Nonsense, really, isn't it? Leachy says, is it true you need an operator's license if you want to work in Europe? Would you then still need a yard if you're running a small van? I think Trucker Chris has already answered that question. I do believe you do need an operator's license to work in Europe. My mate Franz does Europe stuff, and he has had to get an operator's license. But if you're only running a small van, I imagine you don't need a yard. You can just park it on your road because it's under 7.5 tonne. So you would probably apply for the operator's license from your home address. Anyone who's got any more information on that, let me know. If I'm wrong, I'll just put it on last week's mistakes. Tinder Singh says, is it important to have 24 hours right-to-work document before you start on the CX? I'm going to say no. Firstly, because I don't even know what a 24 hours right-to-work document is. I never had to provide one when I joined the CX, and I don't know anyone else who has. But once again, if we go to the wise guys, firstly, what is a 24-hour right-to-work document? And secondly, does he need one? I don't think he does. Anyone knows any better? Let's let him know. And finally, Steve Campbell says, the nefarious Steve Campbell, I get one standard pallet in my combo. So can you get a pallet in a small van? Yes, you can. Miscellaneous. Leachy says, regarding prices, this week one of my regular customers posted a job from Southampton to Harlow. I put my normal bid in. Then she called me and said, can you do it a little cheaper as they've had loads of bids £15 cheaper than mine. She did book him. I did ask her how these people are doing it so cheap. It is frustrating. It is very, very frustrating. I mean, as a few people have said last week, if you've got cheaper bids than me, well, why aren't you ringing them then? Is it because I'm closer? Is it because I've got better feedback? Is it because you've used me before and you know I'm no aggravation? Is it because I can communicate? In which case, I'm worth £15 more, aren't I? What I think sometimes you could do is you could turn around and say, you know, maybe the thing to do is, can you do it a bit cheaper? So, all right, how about we split the difference? So say the bid was £100, and she says, can you do it for like £85? It's like the old-fashioned market thing. I'll give you 85. Do it for 90. 92. 92 pound 50. Split the difference with you. And I go, 92, but I'll give you 90 quid. For two sentences, you get a fiver. So there you go, like, you know, sort of. I think it's worth doing. I think it's worth asking the question. So, yeah, absolutely. What else do we have on here? Oh my god. Vitatus Padis. I probably said that wrong. So, but I've done my best, mate. Says, can we have a 2024 update on prices? Yeah, like I think, Yeah, that's another one that needs to be done. We need to have an update on prices. Although I did do one for 2022. I'll do you a link. I think I did a link last week. And I think, in fairness, it hasn't changed much since then. Small van prices, I think, are a lot more than they used to be. Back in the day, small vans were going for 50, 60p. Now I think you've got to be charging 80p to a pound a mile. Got to be. Because it's still time. And otherwise, you're just running around for nowhere. But I've probably got that one wrong as well. So we'll probably get that one updated in last week's mistakes next week. But, I think the 2022 prices aren't far out. So check it out. Arius says, it would help if the CX checked bidding history and keep it clean. And confront cheap drivers. I think that was to do with our foreign drivers, the reason why bids are so cheap. And I think the point he's making is it's not so much the foreign drivers to worry about. And I think he's right on that score. But there's maybe a lot of fly-by-night people, maybe people that aren't quite running on the right insurance and all that kind of stuff, that obviously can do it on the cheap because they've not got the same kind of overheads. And it would be much easier to... I think that's what Trusted is all about, to try to keep the whole thing legitimate. And that way, no one's getting underneath the radar. But, Leachy says, oh, yeah, we're on electric vans. I wondered if anybody was running on electric vans. We had a couple of comments on this one. He said, I've spoken to a couple of tradesmen who use electric vans. The range is about 150 miles, but as soon as they start adding weight or a heater or aircon, the range drops massively. Which means if you're doing it from a courier point of view, the second you put a one-time pallet on your van, you're just going to watch that thing go... Are you really? So, and Godzilla says, electric van user. There's a guy who called himself the electric van man and used a Nissan EMV200. Nice guy and would take on any work. He was super professional and a great website and Facebook everywhere presence. He ticked every box that and would move anything, be it parcels one day, fencing the next, a fridge in the evening. So he did everything right, able and proper. Sadly, he lasted, from what I can gather, about 12 months. Why, I don't know. He just stopped. I suspect running a small van to a mid-sized van placed restrictions on him, and that's about range issues. I did seriously toy with the idea of electric doubled. He said, I had an eye on a Maxus E-Deliver 3 or 9 at 25k. I just couldn't make the figures work. That's all just too dear, isn't it? It's just not there. The technology's not there. Unless you're doing the Amazon, where everything is local. They're like milk floats, aren't they? Because it just starts like... and you can just take them back to base and just plug them in and charge them. And it's just local deliveries, you know, then you can do it. Otherwise, I don't think it's not there for the likes of us yet. Jasdeep Chachal says, now this is another one. Do I make the videos, the Life on the Road videos, long or do I make them short? He says, I'll be honest, the long videos are way better. Pete, you've got to understand that people who enjoy your videos will watch it regardless. No point in splitting it into three parts. That's one side of things. Godzilla says, I quite like the videos being split into watchable parcels. Gives me something to look forward to. Plus, it doesn't test my ability to have 45 minutes without interruptions. Inconsiderate planes keep landing. Dog needs to go for a wee. Missus wants something. I think what I've decided to do is, basically, from a purely selfish point of view, I'm just going to carry on as I am. Because, like I say, these videos do take a while to put together. And if I do a 45-minute video, it's only one thing. If I do a 45-minute video, I'm split it in three bits. I schedule them. It's another thing. So I schedule them. So I've kind of done, and I kind of went into overdrive because I'm also writing. I've got to get back to the writing. And my writing's been neglected because I'm spending the time I should be writing, editing videos. But I've now got enough to see me into April. And I've got another delivery on Tuesday. I'm going to Aaron's. How do you spell Aaron's? Capital A R O T S. But it's not Aaron's. It's the Shopmix store. It's Brighton. It's doing me do a lot of Brighton. I'll meet the fitters again. And that's going to be fun. Finding somewhere to park a loading bay at 8 o'clock in the morning in Knightsbridge. Oh, I'm not looking forward to it. I've already been told expect parking tickets. I'm like, yeah, just a little bit, you know. So, I know the area because I did the green badge. I did my knowledge training. I never made it, but I got halfway through it, so I kind of know where I'm going. And it's north of the river, so it's kind of. I'm more familiar with it. But that is going to be fun. But that might end up just being one on its own. Pictures of me getting stuck in box junctions. Pictures of me trying to get down narrow roads. Pictures of me having arguments with traffic wardens. That could be good, couldn't it? So I'll probably carry on. But what I have done is I've named them slightly. That's all I've done. I've rebadged it. Not buying a new Metro. So you'll now get collecting from and delivering to. It's the same thing. I've just changed the title. There we go. So that's it. So I'm going to go for a run. I've got to try and get moving again. I went for a run 3 weeks ago. I was hopeless, but I got starting. Went for a run 2 weeks ago. Doing all right for the first, 15, 20 minutes. Stood on the stone and twisted my ankle. But it's feeling a little bit better now, and I've got to get going. So I'm going to go and do that, and then I'm off to Lidl's, and then the rest of the weekend is all my own. I might even go down the pub. I really shouldn't. I should sort of. But a pint and a sandwich would be quite nice, wouldn't it, really? So anyway, I hope you're enjoying your bank holiday. I hope you're having 4 days off, having a lovely rest, and taking care, but not taking money. Enjoy the time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.